USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is unveiling his strategy to deal with the rise of violent crime in the United States. The strategy places a heavy emphasis on curbing gun violence, including tougher enforcement on gun dealers who violate federal law. The president says part of their efforts are to have local leaders provide information about illegal gun owners and illegal gun sales.
Mayors have the power to help shape and enforce the laws in their cities. But they can't control the laws in neighboring cities and states, even though the gun legally bought there is often ends up in their streets.
The Biden administration is moving on from the leader of the Border Patrol. In a statement, Rodney Scott saying he received a letter offering him three options: to resign, retire, or relocate. The 29-year-old veteran explained he hasn't decided if he will leave or accept reassignment. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
The U.S. intelligence community concluded last week that the government of Afghanistan could collapse as soon as 6 months after the American military withdrawal from the country is completed. This as we hear the Taliban is taking over territory as the United States continues to withdraw from Afghanistan. That is confirmed by General Mark Milley, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman.
It is true that the Taliban are sniping at and picking off outposts, etc., and they have seized some district centers. 60% of the 81 were seized last year, and the others since the last 2 months or so. So, yes, we're concerned, we're watching it. But there's a 300,000 plus or minus military force, Afghanistan Army and police force, and it is their job to defend their country.
Four people are hospitalized after a pedestrian bridge in Washington, D.C. collapsed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is signing a slew of bills regarding education.
Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed three bills Tuesday. Civics education will be expanded in Florida, including instruction about communist and totalitarian governments, and state universities will be prevented from blocking freedom of speech.
And today we're going to sign three bills that address key pillars of our civic literacy efforts. It's crucial to ensure that we teach our students how to be responsible citizens. They need to have a good working knowledge of American history, American government, and the principles that underlie our Constitution and Bill of Rights.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Democrats are increasingly critical of the Senate filibuster that took place regarding H.R. 1. This as Democrats used the filibuster in 2020 over 300 times compared to the two times it's been used by Republicans. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton pointing out the hypocrisy on the Senate floor on Tuesday.
So then you have a lot of Democrats who are complaining that the Senate rules and customs, the filibuster, has to go. They say that's a racist relic of the Jim Crow era. I will acknowledge that some Democrats over the years used the filibuster to block civil rights progress. But I will also remind my Democratic colleagues that, yes, they used the filibuster hundreds of times in the last administration.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.